B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Sukkah Daf Yud Zayin. We're going to start from the Mishnah at the top of the Omud. Says the Mishnah, and this Mishnah is going to be split into two parts. The first part is going to speak about when there's an airspace someplace within the Schach, how much airspace, where's the airspace, and when does the airspace actually split the Sukkah to say that the walls on one side are no longer attributed to the Schach on the other side and the Sukkah's posel. And the second part of the Mishnah is going to discuss schach posel, not having an airspace, which is the absence of schach kosher, rather schach posel, which is actually having a covering with something which is not allowed to be used for schach. Says the Mishnah, Hirchik es asikuch min hadofanois shloisha tvachim psula. So the Mishnah is at the moment speaking about just on near the walls. And we've spoken in a previous sugya when the walls do not reach the schach. Here we're talking about when the schach does not reach the walls, which means that horizontally there's a gap in the schach, on the roofing there's a gap between the walls and the beginning of the kosher schach. So if you distance, hirchik es hasikuch min hadofanois shloisha tvachim psula. If there's a gap of three tvachim between the wall and the schach, that means there's a gap of three tvachim of airspace within the area that's supposed to have schach, then psula the sukkah is possible, which means that we totally disregard the wall on the other side of that gap of air. Obviously, if you've got four walls and you have a strip of air of three tvachim adjacent to one of the walls, that wall will be out, but the other three walls will still be kosher. But three tvachim of air separates and severs the schach and the sukkah. And that's all the Mishnah is telling us about airspace. And now about schach posel. Bayis shenifchas, if somebody had a regular house, and we've already discussed previously that a house cannot be a sukkah, at least not before you deal with it, is an issue of tasev elomina. Also, even assuming that the planks that make the roof are would be considered schach kosher had they been put there for schach, either way, the roof of a house is not kosher schach. Bayis shenifchas, what happens if they made a hole in the roof, in the ceiling of the house, they made a hole, v'sikech al gabov, and where the hole is, they filled it up with schach kosher. However, they didn't remove the entire ceiling, they left a strip of roofing, of ceiling, all the way around the schach, which was possibly holding the schach, but there was a strip all the way around that was not kosher schach. So, im yesh min ha-koisel le-sikuch, if the distance from the walls to the beginning of the schach is arba amois, is four amois or more, psula, then it's posel. However, if it's less than four amois, then we say doifen akuma, we assume or we pretend it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai, that we're virtually speaking as if the wall bent, and then we can pretend that the wall actually did reach the schach kosher, and then it's okay. But that's only up to four amois. Four amois and more, we don't say doifen akuma, and it's posel. Another example, and the Gemara is going to discuss why the Mishnah is going to give us three different examples of seemingly the same halacha. So the first one was if you're inside a room and you took away part of the ceiling and filled it with schach. V'chein chotze shimu kefes achsadra. If you have four homes all the way around, circling a courtyard in the middle, and you have these balconies, so to speak, you have these pillars holding some roofing going around the courtyard, and an open airspace in the middle, and you put schach on that open airspace, but you need walls. And these achsadras, these porches that are protruding from the homes, they do not have a wall on the outer edge, on the edge to the courtyard. The only walls we have is the walls of the homes themselves, which are distanced away from the schach, the width of these achsadras. So the same will be there, that if the width of these achsadras is less than four amos, we can say doifen akuma, and the area in the middle is kosher. If it's four amos or more, we cannot say doifen akuma, and you will not have a kosher sukkah. The third example, sukkah gedoyla, if you have a very big sukkah, a regular sukkah, shehi kifua bedavar she'ein masachin boy, and for whatever reason, all the way around the edges of the schach, you covered it over with something that was posel schach. And now the area in the center, which is the kosher schach, is removed somewhat, is distanced from the wall. Im yesh tachtov arba amois, if the distance of the posel schach going all the way around is 4 amois or more, we cannot say doifin akumo, the sukkah's posel, because it doesn't have any walls. If it's less than 4 amois, then we can say doifin akumo, and the walls, the outer walls of the sukkah, actually are serving the schach itself, and the area underneath the schach is kosher. Im yesh tachtov arba amois psula. Says the Gemara, kol hani lo moli. Why did you have to give me 3 examples of doifin akuma regarding a sukkah with schach posel? Number 1 was the bayis shenifchas. Number 2 was the chotza mukefes achsadra, and number 3 was the mesachachin with a dover shein mesachachin boy. Why do I need all 3 examples? Answers the Gemara, tzricha, I need them. Diyesh me'inon, if the Mishnah would have just told us, bayis shenifchas, you have a room, and you've removed the ceiling of the middle of the room, and you've only told us that over there, in that case, up to 4 amis, we can say doifin akuma, not more. Then I would have thought, mishum dahani mechitza is lebayis avidon. Since the walls in this sukkah, when these walls were made, they were made to serve the area inside this room. This is a room, and this room was built to be used for the inside of this room. The walls are serving the inside of the room. Just now I need to transform it from bayis to sukkah. So I knock out part of the ceiling, I put kosher schach. But it makes sense that the walls, we should use doifin akuma and say that the walls are bending in towards the area inside the room, because the walls actually were initially created to serve this room. So then we can understand. The walls were made to serve the inside of this room, which is now the sukkah. But I may have thought that in the case of the chotza, hamukefes achsadra, that has these porches all the way around, the mechitza is lavla achsadra avida. Which walls are we using? The walls of the houses. But it's the outer wall of the house, which is now going to have to be doifin akuma, bent towards the courtyard, in order that the schach in the middle should be attributed to those walls, maybe a meloi. Maybe in that case we don't say doifin akuma. Maybe doifin akuma, we only say that a wall gets bent, virtually speaking, in the direction that the wall was initially created to serve. So in the first case, it's doing that. In the second case, you're using an outside wall of a house to be, so to speak, bent towards the courtyard. That's an added element of chiddush. And we wouldn't have known that had they not said explicitly that even there we say doifin akuma only up to 4 amos. That's as far as doifin akuma takes us. Tzricha, that's why we need the second case. V'iyesh minon hanitarti. And if the Mishnah would have only just told us those 2 cases, the bayis shenifchas and the chotza mukefes achsadra, I may have thought mishum desichachon b'schach schach kosheru, that the schach, it's the material, is the material of schach. It's wood. Typically, the roofs there, the ceilings were made of wood. Just we have an issue. Since it wasn't made for a sukkah, it's made for a bayis, we have an issue of tasev eloi min ha'osui, indeed it's posel, but it's the materials of schach kosher. So I may have thought that a type of sukkah where the roofing, so to speak, is made with materials of schach kosher, but there's an issue of tasev eloi min ha'osui, only then we say doifin akuma, we, so to speak, bend the wall towards the schach to make the sukkah kosher. But in the case of sukkah, but in the case of that third case in the Mishnah, the final case in the Mishnah where you've got a big sukkah and you actually put a strip of posel schach on the sukkah, there may be the schach or schach poselu, then the actual schach is not something which is ro'i, it's not able to be used as schach ever. I may have thought that we don't say doifin akuma there. Tzricha, that's what we need the third case in the Mishnah to say, that even there we would use the principles of doifin akuma and up to 4 amos, and the sukkah will be kosher. Continues the Gemara. And now we're going back to the concept of 3 tfachim of airspace that passels a sukkah. Omar Rabba, Ashkechinu l'rabbonon de Beirav. Rabba said, I met with the Rabbonon de Beirav, and they were the Chachomim that were in the yeshiva of Rav, and they said over in the name of Rav, the Yosvi Ka'omri, they were sitting and saying in the name of Rav, Avir Poisel Beshlesha, airspace passels a sukkah with 3 tvachim, Schach Posel, however, Schach Posel, Poisel Barbo, Schach Posel passels with 4 tvachim. So in this version of the Gemara, on Amud Beis we're going to have a different version, but in this version of the Gemara, Rav as said over by the Chachomim in the Yeshiva of Rav, held that Schach Posel is 4 Tvachim and airspace is 3 Tvachim. V'aminalu ano. And I, Rabbah, responded to them, because I, Rabbah, disagree. I agree with them that the airspace is 3 Tvachim, that it passels. But for Schach Posel to be an issue, it's got to be 4 Amis, not 4 Tvachim. Not like Rav held. V'aminalu ano. Avir de poisel b'shloisha minolachu. How do you, Chachomim Rabbonon de Beirav, how do you know that Schach Posel passels 3 Tvachim minolachu? Titnan, because look in our Mishnah. Hirchikas asichuch minadufano ishloisha tvachim. Psula. In the case of 3 Tvachim of airspace, airspace has nothing to do with Doifin Akuma. Doifin Akuma you can only say when you have something solid on the roofing and it's just inappropriate, is the wrong schach. You can say that it's as if the roof is bending and as if the walls are bending towards the schach. But you can't say that with air. With air, there's no difference if it's adjacent to the walls or in the middle of the sukkah. And the Mishnah says, schach, the airspace is 3 tvachim passels. Schach posel nami. Look in the same Mishnah. What's schach posel there? Loi lifsel elo ba'arba amos. Ditnan. Look in the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells you that how much schach posel renders the sukkah as invalid as posel is 4 amos. Ditnan ba'is shenifras v'sikich al gabov im yesh bin asikuch l'koisel dalad amos psula. You can see that in the same way as the Mishnah mentions 3 tvachim for airspace, it mentions 4 amos for schach posel. So Rabbah maintains, I see from the Mishnah, Schach Posel is always an issue only with 4 Amis, not with 4 Tvachim. V'omruli, and the Rabbonon de Beirav said to me, Rabbah, bar minodahi, don't bring proof from the Mishnah. The Rav and Shmuel, Omra Tarvayim, Mishum Doifin Akuma Nogubo. Rav and Shmuel both explained that the 4 Amis in the Mishnah is only talking about 4 Amis on the edge of the Sukkah, where we can use the logic or the Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai of Doifin Akuma, a bent wall. And there everybody agrees, even the Rabbonon de Beirav agree that on the side of a Sukkah, Schach Posel only passels from 4 Amis. But in the middle of a large Sukkah, Schach Posel passels with 4 Tvachim. It's got nothing to do with our Mishnah. Don't bring proof from our Mishnah that Schach Posel in the middle of a Sukkah passels only from 4 Amis. And Rabbah says, now is bringing another challenge against the Rabbonon de Beirav. That the Rabbonon de Beirav say that airspace passels in a sukkah 3 tvachim and schach posel 4 tvachim. He says as follows, Ilu ik schach posel pochis mi'arba. What would be if you had 3 tvachim, less than 4 tvachim, let's call it 3 tvachim of schach posel. Va'avir pochis mi'shloisha. And you had 2 tvachim of air adjacent to the 3 tvachim of schach posel. My, what's going to be halacha? Everybody agrees. Kshera, it's going to be kosher. We do not combine part of the measure of schach posel and part of the measure of airspace and say that it splits up the sukkah and it's posel. So everybody agrees, it's kosher. What's going to be now? Malya bishpudin, my, if you fill up that airspace with spits, with posel schach, psula, it's going to be posel. So you have an interesting phenomenon. I had 3 tvachim schach posel. The sukkah was kosher, because it's less than 4 tvachim. I have 2 tvachim of airspace next to the schach posel. The sukkah is still kosher, because we don't give any reference or any value to 2 tvachim of airspace. So the sukkah is kosher. Now, what is a more stringent type of psul? What makes a sukkah posel quicker? Airspace or schach posel? Airspace, everyone agrees, airspace, 3 tvachim on its own, and the sukkah is already posel. With schach posel, it's 4 tvachim and on, which makes the sukkah posel. That means it's easier to passel a sukkah with airspace than with schach posel. So how can it be that you have an airspace of 2 tvachim next to 3 tvachim of schach posel, and the sukkah is kosher? Fill up the airspace with schach posel, and now the sukkah is going to be posel. Because now you've got 4 tvachim and more of schach posel, because the 2 tvachim of airspace is now filled with schach posel. Together with the 3 tvachim of schach posel that was there before, you have 4 tvachim and more of schach posel, and the sukkah is going to be posel. V'lo yehei avir ha-posel b'shloisha. Does it not make sense to say that airspace, which is more stringent because it's poisel b'shloisha. It passels the sukkah with just three tvachim. Kaschach posel should be at least as stringent as schach posel, which hapoisel barba only passels with four tvachim, and having a strip of airspace in and of its own right next to the schach posel should render the sukkah posel. And nobody says that. How can that be? And somehow, we'll soon see how, but somehow Rabbah is using this as a claim against the Rabbanon Bei Rav, against Rav. Because you, Rav, say that Schach Posel is four tvachim, Avir is three tvachim, there's no good reason in the world that the Avir next to the Schach Posel shouldn't combine and make the Sukkah Posel. Somehow, according to Rav himself, according to Rabbah himself, who says that four amos is the measure of Schach Posel, this issue would not apply. We have to understand why. And indeed, that's exactly what the Rabbanon de Beirav are now going to respond to Rabbah. V'omru li, ihoche l'ditcho, you Rabbah as well. L'ditcho nami. The omru Schach Posel, poisel v'arba amis. You say Schach Posel passels with four amis. And avir airspace with three tvachim. We have exactly the same question. Ma ilu ikka Schach Posel poches midalad amis. If you have Schach Posel of four amis, less a tefach. Sukkah is kosher. V'avir pochis mishloisha, and next to it you have two tvachim, less than three tvachim of airspace. My, what's going to be the halacha? Ksheira, it's going to be kosher. It seems that everybody agrees that airspace and schach posel do not combine. Malyo bishpudim, but if you fill up the airspace with schach posel, my, what will be the halacha? Psula will be posel. We have the same question against you, Rabbah. Lo yehe avir apoisel bishloisha, k'schach posel apoisel barba amis. Would you not say, Rabbah, that airspace that passels in an area as small as three tvachim should not be lighter, should not be more lenient than schach posel, which passels with four amis? And if four amis of schach posel passels, then of course an airspace of which something passels in as something as small as three tvachim should combine with the schach posel. And if you have less than four amos of schach posel next to less than three tochim of schach of avir of airspace, they should combine and make the sukkah posel. V'aminalu ano, and I, Rabbah, explained to the chachomim in the yeshiva of Rav as follows: Hi, Mai, what sort of question? How can you ask the same question against me as I asked against you? We have a fundamentally different understanding in schach posel, and therefore your question would make sense. And my question against you is valid. Your question against me is not valid. Bishleim ledidi, according to me, says Rabbah, da amina arba amis, I maintain that when the Mishnah said four amis on the side of the sukkah passels, I said it was nothing to do with Daifin Akuma. Mishum shiura, velav shiurahu. It's all dependent on halacha l'moshe m'sinai of four amis. That's how Rabbah understood the Mishnah, not the halacha l'moshe m'sinai of Daifin Akuma of a bent wall, and then it would indeed only apply at the edge of the schach. I say that the four amis in the Mishnah is anywhere in the sukkah. Halacha l'moshe m'sinai, four amis of schach posel passels, and then that v'hai lav shiurahu. And if in the case where you have four amis less a tefach of schach posel, it doesn't have the necessary shiur of four amis. And the fact that you have airspace next to it, well, airspace is a completely different area. It's a completely different measure. Since the airspace is three tvachim, schach posel is four amis, each one independently has its own measure. And there's a halacha l'moshe m'sinai that says schach posel is posel with four amis. Less than four amis, it doesn't posel. It doesn't matter what you have next to it. You can have avir there, airspace, which airspace has a more stringent measure. It's still not going to make a difference. The halacha l'moshe m'sinai is that anything less than four amis of schach posel doesn't posel. Because the two, if airspace and posel schach would have the same measure, they would both be three tvachim, or both be four tvachim, or both be four amos, then we can understand, possibly we would combine them. But here, there's a shir for schach posel, there's a shir for avir, and that's that. We don't combine them. So don't ask a question against me, Rabbah. Elo l'ditchu ba yu rav, da amritu shir mishum hafloga. Where does four tvachim come from? There's no halacha l'moshe m'sinai that says four tvachim in the middle of a sukkah is posel. The Mishnah didn't speak about four tvachim. Where do you get this from? That Schach Postel is four Tvachim. You just understood that it's Mishum HaFloga, that since four Tvachim is considered a significant area in a number of places in Halacha, as we've already seen previously, so you're taking it for granted that if you have Schach Postel, four Tvachim, it's a significant area to sever and separate the two parts of the Sukkah, rendering the Sukkah Postel. So he says, if according to you, Rav, that it's four Tvachim, it's just a logic of what separates a sukkah, Mali espalik b'schach posel, Mali espalik b'schach posel v'avir. What's the difference if the sukkah is split up with four Tvachim of schach posel, or if it's split up with three Tvachim of schach posel and one tefach of avir? What's the difference? At the end of the day, the schach is split, the sukkah is split. And that is what Rabba's question was against the Rabbonon de Bei Rav. And the Gemara doesn't answer that. They don't answer that. We're just left with this machlokes that, according to the first version, Rabba holds Avir is Gimel Tvachim anywhere, Schach Posel is four Tvachim, it's four Amri, sorry, anywhere, and the Rav holds Avir is three Tvachim anywhere, Schach Posel in the middle of the Sukkah is four Tvachim, and on the sides of the Sukkah is four Amri's Doifin Akuma. Omar Le Abaya. Abaya asked as follows, and he's asking against Rabba. Because what did Rabba say? Rabba said that according to himself, that the four Amos is not a logic that it's a significant measure that separates a sukkah. No, according to Rabba, he says the four Amos, anywhere, on the sides and in the middle, is a din in Halach L'Moshe Misinai of Schach Posel, and the reason he doesn't merge the Schach Posel with Avir is because they have two different measures, and therefore we don't combine the two. Says Abai, I've got an issue with that. Ulamar Nami, against you, Rabba, also. Nehida lo yishavu shiurayu. Granted that the measure of Schach Posel, four Amis, and the measure of Avir, three Tvachim, are not the same, that's only Basukkah Gedoyla. In a large Sukkah, that's not going to be the same. In a very large Sukkah, you can have three Amis of Schach Posel, it won't passel the Sukkah. And you have three Tvachim of Avir, it will passel the Sukkah. And we can understand in a big Sukkah, we can play with these two measurements independently. Besukkah ketana, however, in a very small sukkah, if you have a sukkah of the minimum size, 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim, milay shavu shiurayu, in that case, in that particular sukkah, is the measure of the psul of schach posel and the psul of avir not identical? And if they're identical in any one sukkah, we would say they have something in common. If they have something in common, you should be able to combine the two, even in a big sukkah where the measure is not the same. Why in a small sukkah are the two shiurim the same? Because you need schach of 7 by 7 tvachim. And if you have 3 tvachim of avir, then that's it. You don't have 7 tvachim of avir, or of schach kosher. And if you have 3 tvachim of schach posel, then you don't anymore have your 7 tvachim of schach kosher. If you have less than 3 tvachim of Schach Posel, then it's such an insignificant measure that even though, let's say you have 2 tvachim of Schach Posel, even though it's 2 of the 7 tvachim of the Schach that you need, the Sukkah will still be kosher. We don't say Lovud. Lovud is only ever said with airspace, but there's a concept called Toiras Lovud, the measure of Lovud. Less than 3 tvachim is insignificant across the board. So if it's got less than 3 tvachim of Schach Posel, the sukkah will still be kosher. 3 tvachim of schach posel is significant enough to say that, I'm sorry to say, but you don't have 7 tvachim of schach kosher here. Your sukkah is going to be posel. So in that minimum size sukkah, the amount of avir and the amount of schach posel is identical. Since they're identical, they have something in common. They have something in common, then we can combine them even in a big sukkah. And the question against Rabba comes back. Answers the Gemara. Omar Lei. Rabba answered back to Abaya, Hosom lav mishum deshovi shurayu la dodiyu. The reason that in a very small sukkah, in a minimum size sukkah, the 3 tvachim of schach posel passels, even though normally according to Rabba it would be 4 amois, is not because in a small sukkah, schach posel has something in common with airspace. No, airspace, the shear is 3 tvachim, and schach posel in and of itself, as far as the schach posel is concerned, pasling the sukkah, you need 4 amois. Ele mishum deleisa l'shiura de sukkahu. We have a different issue. It's like, forget the schach posel. Look at your schach kosher. I need 7 tvachim schach kosher. You have 7 tvachim schach kosher? You don't have 7 tvachim schach kosher. Your sukkah is posel. not because of how much schach posel you have, but because of how much schach kosher you don't have. And therefore, it's not anything in common between airspace and schach posel, and therefore, Rabba sticks with his opinion that 4 amos is the shir, is the measure of schach posel in a big sukkah, and providing that means less than 4 amos of schach posel will not pasel the sukkah, again, provided that you have 7 tvachim of schach kosher. And then up to 4 amos of schach posel does not pasel the sukkah, up to 3 tvachim of avir doesn't pasel the sukkah, and that's Rabba's opinion. Ask the Gemara another question against Rabba. Where do you get this from, that if the two things that have an independent measure, a different measure, we cannot ever combine them? This seems to contradict a Mishnah in Maseches Kelim. In Maseches Kelim, it talks about the different sizes of materials, what's called significant, what's called a clothing, a piece of garment, that it's got the halachas of a kli, a utensil, and can become tummy. So habeged, if it's made of cloth, shloisha al shloisha, 3x3 tvachim, is significant, it's called a beged, is tummy. Less than that is not considered a utensil, is not tummy. Hasak, something which is a little bit coarser than regular material, arbo al arbo, in order for that to be considered significant, it needs to be 4x4 tvachim, 3x3 tvachim would not be significant. Ho'ir, hide, which is an even thicker and coarser material, chamisha al chamisha, it's got to be 5x5 tvachim. Mapatz, if it's a mat made of reeds, shisha al shisha, it's got to be 6x6 tvachim to be considered a kli. V'toni alom, we learned in a Mishnah in Kelim, based on regarding these different materials, that habeged v'hasak. What happens if you have a piece of material that part of it is cloth and part of it is sack? Cloth itself, 3x3 tvachim, already makes it a kli. Sack only 4x4, which means that beged, the cloth, is more stringent. It's quicker to become a utensil than sack. And the Mishnah says that if you have part beged, part sack, which means if, obviously, if the sack cannot be mashlim, cannot complete the measure of beged, that means if you have 2 tvachim of beged, 1 tefach of sack will not make that roi lekabel tumah. Because it's true that beged, 3 tvachim is roi lekabel tumah, but sack needs 4 tvachim. But if you have 3 tvachim of sack, then obviously 1 tefach of beged combined to it will make it roi lekabel tumah. The same with sack and oyer. If you have a piece of material that is partly hide, whose measure is 5x5 tvachim, but it's too small, there's a part missing, and you're mashlim the 5 tvachim with sack, that in and of itself is already becomes tomei with 4 tvachim, they combine. Ha'oyer v'amapatz, the same, mitztarfim zeim zeh, they combine with each other, like we explained. So you see clearly that even though sack, oyer, mapatz, and beged, they have different measures, nonetheless, they can be combined to make a single kli, which is roi lekabel tumah. According to you, Rabba, that anything that doesn't have a similar shiur does not combine. Why? How are you going to understand this Mishnah? Answers the Gemara: Hosam k'daktoni taima. There, if you look in the Mishnah actually tells you why. Omer Reb Shimon matam hoil v'roi letamei moishav. Because Reb Shimon says that there's a certain type of tumah, a tumas ziva, where beged, sack, oyer, and mapat all have the same measure, a single tefach, letame moishav, and that this tefach is, that means if you cut any one of these pieces of material into a gently cut, a nice smoothly cut tefach by tefach, it will become tomei because you can use it as to make a patch on a saddle cloth, which somebody can sit on, and there's a tumma called Moishav Vazov, sits on the saddle cloth, it can become tomei. And a single tefach by tefach is significant enough from all these materials. And since regarding Tumas Moishav, they all share the same measure, which is a tefach by tefach, then we say even regarding other tumois, then like Tumas Medras and other tumois, we say that these different materials can combine with each other. Kudatnan, we also saw this in a Mishnah, Hamakzea, if somebody trims Mikulon, from all these materials. Tefach al tefach, tomei it's tomei. Asks the Gemara, tefach al tefach lemai chazi. What can you use a single square tefach of any of these materials for? V'om Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Mishum Reb Yanai, hoil v'roi al gabei litle al gabei chamoir, since you can use it as a patch to be put on the saddle cloth on top of a donkey, therefore it's roi for a tumah called moishav, and they share this measure. All these materials share the same measure, therefore we can combine them. But we don't find anywhere that schach posel and avir ever share the same measure, and therefore in that case, Rabbah says, they do not combine together, and less than 4 amis of schach posel, next to less than 3 tvachim of avir, they will not be combined, and the sukkah is kosher. So to summarize what we've seen till here, Rabbah says schach posel in the middle of the sukkah is 4 amis, and Rav says schach posel in the middle of the sukkah is 4 tfachim. Besura omri lahosh maita b'hai lishna. That's how we are learnt in surah. B'nahardo masna, however, in Nahardo, we learnt it a bit differently. Omer v'yodom ha-shmuel. It was Shmuel that held schach posel b'emtza poisel b'arba. Minatzad poisel b'arba amis. What we said before in the name of Rav, in this version, is actually in the name of Shmuel. The Shmuel says that schach posel in the middle of a sukkah is 4 tfachim, and on the side is 4 amis. Everyone agrees with that because of Doifin Akuma. V'Rav Omar, Rav is saying what Rabbah said before. What Rabbah said before against the Rav in the first version is Rav saying here now against Shmuel. That Rav is saying bein min atzad bein be'emtza arba amis. That Rav holds in this version that even in the second. Even in the middle of a sukkah, the sukkah is only going to be posel if the schach posel of 4 amis. And now the Gemara is going to ask a question against Shmuel. The Shmuel who says that schach posel in the middle of the sukkah posels with 4 amis and not less, we're going to have an issue with that. What did we learn in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph? Tanan, nosan oleo neser, if somebody puts in the sukkah, on the sukkah, and at this point we say even in the middle of the sukkah, neser a plank, shurochav arba tfachim, that is 4 tfachim wide, ksheira, the sukkah is kosher. So bishleim l'rav, according to Rav, we can understand why it's kosher. De Omar, because he says, bein be'emtza bein minatzad ba'arba amis. Rav says that 4 tfachim never passels the sukkah. It may well be considered schach posel, but it doesn't passel the sukkah. It can be mitztarif to more schach posels if it's schach posel. Whether it is or isn't schach posel is a sukkah we learned on Daf Yud Aleph. But it might be able to be mitztarif to a larger, to mitztarifim to 4 amis of schach posel if it's schach posel. But it definitely doesn't passel in and of its own because it's less than 4 amis. So bishlei mila rav to omar bein be'emta bein minatzad ba'ar ba'amis mishum hocha ksheira. That's why the sukkah is kosher. Elo le shmuel to omar be'emta ba'ar ba'a. According to Shmuel, who says that if you put a plank of schach posel in the middle of the sukkah, of 4 tfachim, and just by the way, Shmuel on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph explicitly said that everybody says that a plank of 4 tfachim is considered schach posel. And in the middle of the sukkah, we just saw now, according to Shmuel, that in the middle of the sukkah is kosher with just 4 tfachim. So according to Shmuel, whichever way you hold it, this sukkah should be posel. Answers the Gemara, Hochab Mayaskinon, Minatzad. Shmuel agrees that schach posel on the side of the sukkah is 4 amis because of Doifin Akuma. So the Mishnah there is talking about when you put the plank on the side, and there Shmuel will agree that the sukkah is kosher. Continues the Gemara Toshima. And now we're going to discuss the two versions. That means everything we're going to see from here until 3 lines from the bottom of the Omud is now going to be discussing exclusively Rav. And we'll remember, on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph we saw that according to Rav, he holds that planks of 4 tfachim wide are a machlokes Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda whether it's called schach posel. Reb Meir says it's called schach posel. According to Reb Yehuda, it's not called schach posel. According to Shmuel says that everybody says that planks of 4 tfachim wide are called schach posel, and the machlokes is by 3 tfachim and between 3 and 4 tfachim that Reb Meir says it's called schach posel and Reb Yehuda not. But 4 tfachim, everyone says, is called schach posel. But Rav said on Daf Yud Aleph that 4 tfachim, according to Reb Meir, is schach posel, according to Reb Yehuda, is not schach posel. And that's Rav on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. Rav we saw here, we had two versions in Rav. Rav in the first version, Rav in Surah, Rav of what we saw in Amud Aleph, Rav holds that in the middle of a sukkah, Schach Pasl Pasls with four Tfochim. According to the second version, the Nahardar version of Rav, that Schach Pasl in the middle of a sukkah Pasls with four Amois. And now we have to make sense of all this. So the Gemara is now going to be discussing exclusively the two versions of Rav and how this works. Tashima, we saw previously, with this, we already mentioned this on Daf Yud Dalet. Shnei Sadinim, and this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. We saw already on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis that the Tanakhama of this Brais is Rabbi Yehuda, that Shnei Sadinim Mitzdarfim, that if you take two pieces of cloth, of sheets, which are Schach Posel, and each one is not the measure of enough to pasel the sukkah for Schach Posel, but you put the two pieces next to each other, they're big enough, Mitzdarfim, they combine, and the sukkah is Posel. Shnei Nesorim, however, two planks, ein mitzdarfim. And we're talking here, this is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda says that two planks, even if they're four tvachim wide, they're called schach kosher. That you can put the whole sukkah with planks of four tvachim, and it would be lekatchila. So of course, ein mitzdarfim. And the Gemara before discussed, why are you talking about mitzdarfim, not mitzdarfim, it's schach kosher. Just say it's kosher, but that's what the Gemara, that's what the Braisa means. Ein mitzdarfin, Rab Meir Oimir, Rab Meir however holds, Nesorim kasadinim, that planks of four tvachim are considered tzchach posel, and since they're considered tzchach posel, then they do combine, like we said, that two pieces of sheets combine. So now we have an issue. According to the second version of Rav, the Rav in here, Amud Beis, the Rav of Nahardor, who says that Schach Posel in the middle of the Sukkah Pasels with four Amois, then I can understand, what does it mean that Rav Meir says that planks of four Tfachim, they combine? Who are they combining to? Mitzarfim la'arba Amois. Even though Rav Meir says a plank of four Tfachim is considered Schach Posel, because of Gzeiras Tikra, but in and of its own, it cannot make the whole sukkah posel. So, but in order for the sukkah to be posel, you need to combine it to four amos, because Rav, according to the second version of Rav, Rav holds that the sukkah will only be posel if you have four amos of schach posel. Elo lehach lishne de omar Rav. But according to the first version of Rav, Rav we saw in Amud Aleph, Rav according to Surah, that be'emtza ba'arba, that in the middle of the sukkah, the sukkah is posel with four tfachim of schach posel, then heichadomi, then Reb Meir over there, who says that the planks of schach posel are mitzdarif, what's it talking about? Ita isbehu dalet, if it's talking about that they are four tfachim wide, and that's why they are considered schach posel, then lomalud itzdarufi. What are they being mitzdarif to? What are they combining to? Then it's four tvachim wide, it's chach posel, and according to this version, four tvachim is chach posel, pasel zal sukkah. You don't need to combine anything to anything. But if they are not, these planks are not four tvachim wide, and don't forget this is all in Rav, and Rav holds that planks of less than four tvachim, even according to Rav Meir, is called chach kosher. Kanya ba'almaninu, it's kosher reeds, it's normal chach kosher. And that schach kosher won't combine with schach kosher to make a sukkah posel. So how are we going to put all this together? Says the Gemara, la'olam de'ispu arba. The truth is that is four, we're talking about that planks are four tfachim wide. Because in Rav says that according to Rav Meir, four tfachim wide planks are called schach posel, less than four tfachim are not schach posel. You're going to ask a question that according to this version of Rav, that only four amis in the middle of a sukkah, that according to this version of Rav, that four tfachim in the middle of the sukkah pasels the sukkah, so why do you need mitzdarfim? Or my mitzdarfim? Mitzdarfim la'arba amis minatzad. Mitzdarfim means that if you have planks of four tfachim, and a number of planks, quite a lot of planks, to make up the four amis of Doifan Akuma, then we say mitzdarfim. Because Doifan Akuma works up to four amis, even though Schach Posel is four tfachim. But Schach Posel on the side of a sukkah is just an extension of the wall. So we say that these, that Meir holds mitzdarfim, that we combine all these planks in regard to Doifan Akuma. And we already mentioned on Daf Yud Dalet, Amud Beis, that this is difficult to understand, because What's the difference? You are mitzdarif, you're not mitzdarif. Doifin akuma applies till tfu'a amos. What does it mean mitzdarifim ledoifin akuma? Doifin akuma doesn't need the tziruf. Doifin akuma is a fact that a wall is seen as bent up to tfu'a amos. And we saw that the Aruch Lener on Daf Yudalad Amud Beis explained that if you have tfu'a amos of schach posel, but the last bit of schach posel of the tfu'a amos is actually a plank of four tfachim, which is protruding beyond and outside the tfu'a amos. And that's what it makes a difference, if mitzdarifim or not mitzdarifim. If we say that it's not mitzdarif, then we say doifin akuma goes till tfu'a amos. It's as if that's an entity of its own. What's left over, which is going to be less than four tfachim in the area beyond the doifin akuma, which is supposed to be sukkah, is less than four tfachim uschach basel, the sukkah will be kosher. However, if you say mitzdarifim, then the rest of that plank that's protruding beyond the tfu'a amos will be included and be combined as with the doifin akuma. It will be as if you have a wall which is coming over more than four amis away from the wall. It will not be considered as if as three tfachim of schach posel. It will be considered as a four tfachim of schach posel that's protruding into the sukkah, and the sukkah will be posel. That's the Aruch Lener on Daf Yudalet. So that's how we've understood this Gemara. Continues the Gemara. Toshima. Sichecha b'nesorim, and this is actually a brisa that was brought as proof to Shmuel that Shmuel said before that planks of four tefachim wide, everybody says it's chach posel. Planks of three to four tefachim is machlekes. Reb Meir says it's chach posel. Reb Yehuda says it's not. Sichecha b'nesorim shel erez. If you put schach with planks of cedar wood, sheyesh ben arba, they're four tefachim wide, divrei hakel psula. Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda say it's posel. Ein ben arba, if it's between three and four tefachim, then Rav Meir poistel. The Rav Meir says it's posel because of gzeiras tikra. Rav Yehuda machshir, Rav Yehuda says it's kosher. Umoide Rav Meir. Rav Meir agrees that if you have a sukkah full of boards of schach posel, which according to Rav Meir is, according to this brisa, is either if it's four tefachim planks, or if it's planks between three and four tefachim, sheim yesh bein neser leneser kemeloi neser. If you have a gap between each plank, is the width of a plank, and you remove the plank, that means if every second plank you remove, or more accurately, if you have a plank of schach posel, and then next to it the same width, schach kosher, and then again the same with schach posel, same with schach kosher. Sheim yesh bein neser leneser kemeloi neser shemaniach pesel b'neim. That you put psal, which is kosher schach, in between them. Ukshero, then the sukkah is going to be kosher. That's what we saw in the brisa there on daf Yudalad Amud Beis. So the Gemara is now saying bishlei meleman de omar bein beemta bein minatzad dalad amos. According to the opinion that holds that the sukkah, even in the middle of the sukkah, is only possible if you have four amos, mishum hachik sheira, then I can understand that the sukkah will be kosher. If you have planks of schach posel that don't make up four amos, I can understand that the sukkah is going to be kosher. Elo lemanda omar, according to those opinions, that be'emtza ba'arba, that sukkah is possible if you have in the middle of the sukkah a board of four tefachim, am I kosher? Then why would it be kosher? So what? Rav Meir is saying that if you have kosher, posel, posel, kosher, posel, kosher, posel, kosher, the sukkah is going to be kosher. Why? If the posel boards are four tefachim, then, and according to the opinion that four tefachim, besides for being schach posel, but the four tefachim posels the whole sukkah, if so, if you have every second four tefachim, you have four tefachim of schach posel, the whole sukkah will be posel. What's Rav Meir saying? It will be kosher. And we've already discussed this on two occasions, also on Daf Yudalad Amud Beis, also on Daf Tezvav Amud Aleph. And what we mentioned there, in the name of Rashi, Rashi took it from the Gemara here, Omer Rav Huna Breide Rav Yeshua. Rav Huna Breide Yeshua says as follows, Hocha, we're talking about besukkah deloy havya elo shmoina. We're talking about a sukkah which is eight amos, exactly eight amos by eight amos. Eight amos means you have 12 sections of four tefachim. Mutzumtzomis, it's exactly eight amos. Oskinon, that's what we're talking about. V'yohiv, and we split it into two, the sukkah. Four amos, which means four amos is six times four tefachim on one side, six times four tefachim on the other side. On one side is Neser u Pesel. upsell. V'neser upsell, v'neser upsell. On one side you start, four tvachim board, p'schach posel, four tvachim p'schach kosher. Four tvachim psel, four tvachim p'schach kosher, four tvachim p'schach posel, four tvachim p'schach kosher. Then you've got to your middle of the sukkah. And the middle, the last four tvachim in the middle of the sukkah is p'schach kosher. And I'll do the same on the other side. Mehaygis on one side, and the same v'neser upesel, v'neser upsal mehaygis. I do the same on the other side. Then, if you do on both sides, you start four tvachim uschach posel, kosher, posel, kosher, posel, kosher. You can have two sections of four tvachim in the middle of the sukkah of schach kosher. Each one is four tvachim. In the middle, you have eight tvachim of schach kosher. And you have less than four amris from the edge of those schach koshers to the walls, you say doifen akuma, and the middle part of the sukkah is schach kosher. To have a shnei pselim be'emtza, you have two parts of four tvachim of schach kosher together in the middle. Ve'ikah hechsher sukkah be'emtza, you've got hechsher sukkah in the middle, and that is what we saw before, that Reb Meir says that he's moida that this sukkah will be kosher. And whether you can sit under the kosher schach, which is those sections, those four tvachim parts of kosher schach, which is within the doifen akuma, so to speak, Rashi here seems to say that you are allowed to sleep under those areas, under the schach kosher, but it's a big challenge that, because you've got boards of four tvachim separating it from the walls, and therefore it should not really be kosher. Tosfos and Daf Yud Daled Amud Beis actually ask that question on Rashi, and Tosfos, there's a long Tosfos to explain this, but we've made a basic reading of the Gemara, and Emir Tz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.